Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Basically, to buy games, you know, you pay somebody 80 or 90 grand to come in and you beat them by 25 points. You pad your record, you get your home gate, and you move on. And I don't think that the big boys want to take that many chances after the games they're committed to. So would Iowa offer you and I the chance to come to Carver every year or every other year or whatever? I don't know. But my gut says that they probably don't want to.
What mindset has changed over the last few years? I mean, before the Hy-Vee Classic, Iowa would go to UNI, and Drake was on the schedule. I mean, is it because the way the NCAA selection process is set up now?
Well, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when the Big Ten had 16 conferences.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And that meant quite a bit of flexibility. And then 18, and so it took some away. But the Big Ten's gotten locked into some of these things. And also, I just don't think they care. I think they think that the Big Ten schedule is strong enough that they can, you know, basically schedule the way they want out of conference and not have it bite them. Now, there are examples when that's not true. Nebraska last season comes to mind. But, you know, what you see is these mid-majors just have a devil of a time getting games. You know, I talked to Ben Jacobson at UNI on the phone about this several weeks ago. It was when Loyola was in the Final Four. And you know, I said, if Loyola hadn't won your conference tournament, they would have never even gotten into the big dance. And, yeah, that's absolutely right, he said, because people won't play us. Loyola had a game, had a return game with North Carolina State on the schedule last year, and North Carolina State paid Loyola not to come. And it's, you know, it's basically there's a class system at work here, like in so many things in life. And the big boys have, you know, they've got a stranglehold on things. And it's, I don't know. I don't like it, but they say you can't fight City Hall.
Visiting with Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, sports columnist at 3:41 on the Gym Class. The Primetime League, I think, basically just outlived its usefulness, huh, Mike?
Yeah, it's the reason it's going away is because of the NCAA rule changes of a few years ago that allow coaches to have time with their players in the off season, in the summertime. So there's a certain time commitment there in the summer, and I think they felt like they're taxing the players with enough that to expect them to play in the summer league on top of that is just too much, and I understand that. It used to be the coaches couldn't even have contact with players in the off season, that there were no, you know, team workouts or one-on-one sessions or you name it, that it was, you know, hands off. And yes, go play summer ball. Tom Davis used to go and watch the PTL in the stands. And that's the way it was for a long, long time. But now there's just so many opportunities for players to get better in the off season that the summer league is sort of a bit of a redundancy.
I think a big struggle for the PTL in the last 5 to 10 years, I think, was, you know, struggling to find enough players to fill out enough teams. And so that was a big factor. But then in the statement that was put out, and like you just said, another big factor is the schools are allowed more practice time. And so is there a possibility that you and I and Iowa would explore, you know, a different league, another league like this, or will they just take that extra practice time and say goodbye to the summer leagues?
No, I think that it's done and that's that. And I was talking with Kevin Lehman about this just on the phone a little while ago, and things were different. It used to be that the Primetime League would have a lot of returning players from this area, guys who'd gone on and were playing pro ball, and they would come back and play in the summer to stay in shape, and there was a lot of pride involved. They'd like to play against the current Iowa and UNI players and, you know, show that they still had game. I remember I think Les Jepson, who played for Iowa, I think he played in the PTL for close to a decade, and there were others. Duez Henderson and Jason Price, those guys would play for several years. Daryl Moore. And you stopped seeing those guys, and there were just players from all over the place, you know. And Kevin told me, I didn't know this or certainly didn't remember it, that when Kevin was coaching in the league, he got Ali Farouk-Manesh in the eighth round one year of their draft. You know, it was before Ali had gotten to UNI, but he was a junior college player and obviously a very good player. But that's just how deep it was. And the way it had been now the last few years were that after the Iowa and UNI guys were picked, there just weren't that many guys who made themselves available.
I want to switch gears for a little bit, Mike. We missed you last week, but that was the 10-year anniversary of the flood from 2008, and I was visiting with Kurt Gustafson, one of our great sponsors and friends, and he pointed out that you made your rounds during that time, and I guess my question is, what memories come rushing back to you?
Like everybody else, I think. I mean, that's a hard question to summarize in a couple of statements. I live on the northwest side of town, which, you know, you still see the effects of it. And, most of the time I drive through and I don't even think about it, but sometimes it's like, God, this used to be all houses, and now it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember how it used to be anymore, it seems like. Driving Ellis Boulevard, it still bugs me because Ellis Boulevard used to be so lively. And, I could tick off one thing after another, but the A&W Root Beer, you know, and the Philly Woodburns and the Flamingo and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To me, Ellis Boulevard represented summer in Cedar Rapids. You know, it was the gateway to Ellis Park. And Ellis Park, you know, I think it's one of the great city parks there is for a city this size, but because it's got so many different things, from golfing to softball to boating to gardening, swimming, just a great park. And Ellis Boulevard was the way in from just about every place in town. And so in the summertime, it was, you know, to me, that was Ellis Boulevard, and it hasn't felt that way to me in a decade. But at the same time, 10 years ago when we were talking about this, I think we would have all been totally depressed, and now it's like there's a whole lot of good stuff that's happened here, and I just hope the momentum continues. I'm personally amazed at how many places there are now in Cedar Rapids to eat that are really good. A big complaint, and Todd Brommelkamp's always been big on harping on this, and with good reason, is that this is franchise restaurant city. Well, I mean, I think that you could say that about any city of 100,000 people in America, but it did seem like independently owned places didn't have any kind of a foothold here. And now, I mean, it seems like every month some place is opening up. And I find that just extremely encouraging.
Yeah, well said. I think you're spot on there. And it's very interesting to see what's happened in 10 years and what will happen in the next 10. Before we let you go, Mike, I want to just thoroughly enjoyed your piece on Drew Tate. In the paper, and Kyle nodding his head as well. And some of us, you know, maybe will have lost track of Drew Tate. He was in the Canadian Football League, and as you outlined, and maybe not a distinguished career, but a decent career. And now he's getting into coaching. I thought it was a fascinating a piece, and I encourage you to go out there and take a look. But how'd you come upon the story, Mike? And tell us a little more.
Always keep an eye on where these guys go and the ones that go up to Canada. There aren't that many of them. And I find that stuff more interesting to me than, you know, the first round draft picks, frankly. To go to Canada and live in Canada for 11 years and take a beating and keep coming back for more and more and more, and without glory, really. Why? Well, that it's being a competitor. He was getting paid to play football and loved it, but he got to a point where he wasn't loving it. And he knew that he wanted to coach. So he put feelers around, did some research, and got in contact with Coastal Carolina, which is an FBS program now. And they brought him in to interview as an offensive analyst. And then he didn't hear from them. And he thought, just when he thought it was time, well, I should start picking other targets, they call him and said, how would you like to be defensive analyst? And I can't tell you what he said to that, but it was bleep, yeah. And so he's in Myrtle Beach right now, and he's going to be helping coach defense for, you know, the highest level of college football, and is just cranked up about it and you know, can't wait. And he's going to make a grand total of $10,000 for the season, and doesn't care because he knows that just about every big-time coach in football had to start somewhere like that, or, you know, working for peanuts or sleeping in a locker room or something, and he's ready to do it. And I just thought that was interesting.
It was indeed. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, and keep up the great work. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mike Halas, sports columnist from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us as he does every other Monday on the Gym Class, and always insightful, Mike is. So let's take our last break, Kyle, and when we come back, we'll put wraps on things on today's Gym Class.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at DuPaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that if you're in an accident, it's always your choice where to get your car repaired? Hi, I'm Trent with Bob Mickey Collision. Here to remind you that we've been doing top quality repairs and taking care of customers in Cedar Rapids for over 40 years. We take pride in guaranteeing our repairs and helping you through the entire repair process. We work with all insurance companies. We work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision. Stop in for a free estimate.
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2018 season. Backed by popular demand is the modified flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through sixth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 13th, and equipment fittings start soon. Early bird discount good through July 1st. Register now at MetroYouthFootball.com.
Getting tired of him? Why don't you tell him about the benefits of working at night at PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids? Solves the daycare issue and gives you some space, if you catch my drift. On top of all that, stellar benefits with retirement, medical, dental, and vision. Hey, all kidding aside, PMX could be the answer for your family because night work pays well and gives a ton of flexibility. Taking back your days could start at night. Learn more at ipmx.com. That's ipmx.com.
Yeah. Welcome back. 353 on the Gym Class. Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann today. And tomorrow, as Scott Unash has a little bit of a break from the action, a much-deserved one at that. He will be back on Wednesday. Kyle, who's the winner of our Cedar Rapids Golf Department prize pack today?
That was DJ and Marion.
Excellent. Congratulations, DJ. Enjoy it. Might want to wait a day, and it's a little cooler outside.
Oh, gosh.
Poll question today, a reminder at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What do you feel is the main reason Major League Baseball attendance is down in 2018? Is it bad marketing? Is it too expensive? Would it be the bad weather in April and May? Is it too easy to watch at home? Or too many bad or tanking teams? Again, go to KGYMradio.com and cast your vote. Actually, 6019 on the text line, Kyle, commented about the poll. I was at the Sox game this weekend. $10 for a can of Modelo.
Yeah. So we took that bus trip a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Alex and I had to, well, I mean, Alex and Todd and everybody there, we had to deal with a rain delay. And so it was about 2 hours, I think, and Alex and I were making sure to do our best to have our drinks outside the stadium before we went in because prices were going to triple as soon as we walked in.
What do they get for beer at Wrigley?
I think the one that I got there, I think I only got one there, and it was like a big $10. It was like $10 for it was a decent size.
Well, it wasn't a 12-ouncer. It was a little bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we set sail here, we got a couple minutes. Did you see the Tom Brady, Oprah Winfrey story in which some people are making a big deal that Oprah, you know, had this big breaking news from Tom Brady who told her he's going to play, quote, as long as I'm still loving it. He went on to say, I think about it more now than I used to, meaning retirement. I think I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later. Duh.
Yeah. I mean,
you're 41, aren't you?
Right.
You weren't thinking of retirement at 24. Oprah, don't take any credit for this.
The one thing that I mean, like you just said, obviously he's getting pretty close to retiring. It's close. It's crossed his mind by now. But the thing that actually stood out to me about this was that he goes on to make the comment, as long as I'm still loving it, I love the preparation, the training, or something like that. That just felt to me like he realized he had another opportunity to kind of take a shot at Belichick and the way things are run there, like kind of nudging and being like, hey, you know, if I'm not having a whole lot of fun here, I might retire. So that's kind of what it's just another in a long line of veiled shots at the Patriots culture this offseason.
I don't know. I just thought it was... It didn't break any new ground, and the fact that it was Oprah made it, maybe some people gave that story more credibility than
what
it deserved.
It.
But listen, as we wrap up today, I want to thank all the interaction on the text line in regards to our U.S. Open golf discussion. It was a lot of fun, and it's going to be forgotten probably sooner than later, meaning Phil Mickelson's meltdown and the criticism of the golf course. Next year it's at Pebble Beach, and I don't think they have to trick up Pebble Beach too much to make it a very good championship venue. So we'll see about that. Next major coming up, the British Open, and that'll be an interesting one as well. Dustin Johnson already installed as the favorite, go figure. And we'll see. Twins baseball off today. Minnesota opens a series against the Boston Red Sox tomorrow night. We'll have coverage for you in that three-game series right here on KGYM at on 107.5, 7 p.m. each day. And doesn't get any easier for the Twins having to play Boston. But a lot of great Major League Baseball stories going on out there. Cubs taking a series from the Cardinals. Houston hot. We'll talk more about that with our Major League Baseball segment tomorrow on the Gym Class. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you?